Garbage.
Okay. Outstanding, if you can get him on, that'd be great.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Garbage?
Yes.
Just give me one second. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Jason Joseph Garbage, 245065.
Thank you, and can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 2nd, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes. Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights?
Yeah.
1 second. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. We are authorized for a four-member panel this morning. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. Again, my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Garbett and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Garbett, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine whether you violated your conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Just 1 second. Okay, sir, I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant. According to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways your company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to report in person for a scheduled office visit on April 20th, 2018, as verbally directed on April 4th, 2018 by parole officer Abad. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you are an absconder from supervision. Mr. Garbett, is this true or false?
Yes, yeah, it's true.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residence at 8921 West Toronto Way, Tolleson, Arizona, as verbally directed on January 29th, 2018, by parole officer Stark. Mr. Garbett, is this true or false?
Yeah, it's true. I went there. I went to, my sister said I could parole there, and that's why I gave him the address. And then when I, after I gave him the address, I went over there, and then her and her boyfriend, they got into an argument about me staying there. So I couldn't, then I couldn't stay there.
Okay, sir. We'll get into the details in the second phase of the hearing, but I'll move on with allegation number three. According to allegation three, you violated condition number seven, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about March 13, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated May 14, 2018. Mr. Garvin, is this true or false?
Yeah, it's true.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Garbett's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Garbett, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. and it is during these things that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Garbutt. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Garbutt was released from ADC custody on 12-4-2017 and arrested on 6-5-2018 by the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. No new charges are noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 6-5-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 918-2018 with 46 absconded. Current conviction, 2015, theft means of transportation, 3 years. Prior convictions, 2007, unlawful use of means of transportation, 9 months. 2009, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-4. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. He self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Barrio Chicanos Locos. Prior terms of supervision, 2009 TIS release, completed 1 month. 2012 TIS release, absconded for 7 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is minimal with criminal damage, possession, manufacturing of intoxicants. Noted. Other arrests, 1999, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2000, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2000, theft means of transportation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2004, escape, third degree, Arizona juvenile detention. He has a GV, score of G5B5. After the offender's return to custody, he was found guilty of a major violation for criminal damage, and during a UA test, self-admitted to staff that he would test positive for THC as he was using while on the streets.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Garbutt. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections on July 7, 2017 with the approved residence of Vivray Recovery, 1302 West Becker Lane, Phoenix, Arizona. On January 29, 2018, you were discharged from Vivray for failing to return by curfew. On January 29, 2018, you were approved to reside with Michelle Garbutt, 8921 West Toronto Way, Tolleson, Arizona, where the residence was approved. It was later determined that you never established residence in Tolleson. And we talked about that for a little while, so where did you end up living after the Tolleson situation didn't work out?
I was at my mom's. I was in between my mom's and with my kids. I have six kids and one on the way. And a grandkid on the way. And I was working, taking care of them.
And that was going to be my next question, but which towns do your mom and kids live in?
My mom stays on 67th and Rosier.
In Tolleson, or where is that, sir?
I don't know if it's the Tolleson or Phoenix.
And your kids?
My kids were staying at a weekly hotel, and I was paying all the rent there.
We don't have employment notes, but where were you working when you were?
I was working for Atwell Self Salvage and Demolition with my stepdad. And I was working, I worked at Steel.
Well, we certainly commend you for working. That's always a positive sign, and we appreciate that you were trying to provide for your kids. We have some programming notes that you referred to task for drug testing with the color navy.
Yes.
We have 3 negatives on March 13, 2018, but no sample. March 22nd, the negative, and then on April 27th and May 8th, 2018, no sample and nothing else. So I will ask, have you had any ongoing issues with drug abuse?
Yeah, I ended up relapsing.
And relapsing with what drug of choice?
With marijuana.
Just marijuana, sir?
And I did, I got high on meth a couple times.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Being forward and honest with the board, we understand that there is a lot of drug abuse out in the streets.
Yeah.
Am I correct that you were arrested by the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office?
Yeah.
What was happening that made the Sheriff's Office make contact with you?
I was at home. I was at my mom's. I was asleep. I just got done working on a car that I bought for my daughter because she's pregnant, about to have a kid, so I want her to be have transportation, not take the bus. And one of my little brothers is high on drugs, and he wanted to, I guess, take the car, so he called the police on me to get me arrested, so I wouldn't be at round, so he could take the car. And I got a letter to go to that some program, the Violators program, and I was about to go that next day, but my brother called the police on me. I still can't figure out what, I don't know.
Sorry to hear that there was some bad blood, if you will, with your brother. It looks like that you're missing from community supervision for 46 days. I think that's what I wrote down. Is that correct, Mr. Turner?
Yes, 46 days.
So, what were you doing for those 46 days, Mr. Garber?
I was working.
And so why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer?
I relapsed on weed, and I got on meth once or a couple times, and I just got scared. My kid's mother, she's pregnant again. My daughter, she's pregnant. She's going to be turn 18 this month, and I just wanted to be there and help them take care of them because they didn't have nowhere else to go. And yeah, I just panicked, and I fell back to my old way of thinking.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Garbutt, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't tell us anything that you've already shared, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel that is important for us to know or understand?
Yeah, then I take responsibility for messing up, and I just want to be back out there so I can get back to work. I got a job waiting on me. I got my family's waiting on me. I just want to get back to my life where I know I gotta be. I can't do this time no more. It's messing me up every day. Like my little brother, I ain't even mad at him for what he did. But I just know that I'm ready to go back to work, take care of my kids, and I do whatever. I'll check in once, twice a week. I'll do classes, I'll do whatever, anything and anything you guys want me to do. I just want to get back to my family.
Well, thank you, Mr. Garbutt. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if we'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Well, board members, this is an unfortunate case. Mr. Garbutt is saying some things that I certainly appreciate, that he was working, that he was trying to provide with his partner and his several kids. And based on what he was saying in his closing statement, he certainly wants to get back out in the street to be productive and serve his family. Unfortunately, he did abscond for 46 days, which is hard to overlook. and tragic too, because as we well know, the parole officers are willing to work with drug issues in hopes of seeing success while someone's still on community supervision, as well as the tragedy of Mr. Garbutt relapsing into drug addiction or drug abuse, pardon me. So I am not finding him suitable for community supervision, although I will say he has just about exactly 2 months left of his prison sentence, and I think this time might be best served with him putting together a plan for his return to the community, but that's where I'll begin the discussion.
Great.
I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1424. Our discussion with Mr. Garbutt, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, moved to revoke community supervision as Mr. Garbutt was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapsed, was about to lapse in a criminal leisure company, inasmuch that he absconded from community supervision for 46 days. We could not monitor his or account for his transition back to the community, as well as him relapsing into drug use, and that is my motion.
Seconded
by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Garbutt, your supervision has been revoked, but you'll be released on or about September 18, 2018. That's before the summer's over. It's just about exactly 2 months away, so we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to pursue any programming available to you inside the Department of Corrections. Perhaps pursue any AA or NA groups if you're dealing with drug abuse issues, and to put together a plan for your return to the community. It sounds like you have support and a job waiting for you, and we do wish you a successful and safe return to the community.
Thank you.
This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone back to your program manager or CO3.